Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The parents of the Aussie brothers killed in what's believed to be a robbery gone wrong in Mexico have identified their sons' bodies. Jake and Callum Robinson and their American friend went missing during a surfing trip last week. Police believe the trio were shot dead by thieves who were trying to steal their car tyres. Israel is evacuating civilians from parts of Rafah as it prepares to launch a ground attack. The IDF claims Hamas militants are hiding in the Gaza city, which is being used as a place of refuge. The warning comes just hours after one of the main aid crossings into Gaza was closed following a Hamas rocket attack that killed three people. A body has been found in waters off Sydney Heads after a man went overboard during a cruise. Police say they received reports early this morning from cruise ship the Pacific Adventure. A report will now be prepared for the coroner. Financial support is on the way to help teaching and nursing students during their mandatory work placements. From July next year, they'll be eligible to receive a $320 weekly payment. Education Minister Jason Clare says it'll help more than 70,000 students.
Placement poverty is a real thing. So many students have told me that it's forced them to either drop out of their course or delay completing their degree. And this is practical help to help people to do the practical part of their degree.
Telstra has pushed back the shutdown of its 3G network, giving customers more time to upgrade their devices. It'll now be turned off on August 31. To sport, the NRL head of football is demanding respect for match officials off the back of recent backlash. In particular, the heavy online criticism of Saturday's West Tigers and Bulldogs match with rookie ref Casey Badger. Graham Annesley says it's not an easy job and urges those on and off the field to respect the ref.
Whether we like it or not, or whether people who are watching today like it or not, we have no game if we have no match officials. You know, some people might think, well, that'd be better, but it certainly wouldn't be. We'd have mayhem on the field if we didn't have match officials.